My name is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. I am super passionate about education, personal development, growth, and bringing out the best in every college student. This podcast will help motivate you, empower you, and bring you clarity and confidence in who you are, in your purpose, and help you take action toward a life you love. Don't wait until you graduate to live your best life. Let's start now. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today we are going to be talking about alignment in college. This is going to be the last part of the Purpose series. And so I'm going to be bringing some elements that we've already talked about from the Purpose series, as well as additional elements that we haven't necessarily talked about yet, or not necessarily in depth, but I think they're important not only for your purpose, but really just alignment in college. And so purpose is just one aspect of this. So alignment really means there's a couple different definitions out there, but the one that we're going to be using here is a position of agreement or alliance. So when I think about alignment, I think about even whenever I was Googling alignment, tire alignment was the first thing that came up. That's not what we're talking about here. But when your alignment is off, something feels off in your car. Something is not right. And it's also, if you continue to go down that path, it is going to mess up your car. So when you are in alignment, and we can try to find this in college and start really creating this for yourself, I think you end up having and living the life that you want. So we're just going to talk about these different elements that I think are really important for alignment in college and how it all relates to your purpose as well. And purpose is just a huge part, I think, of alignment. So there are 9 different aspects of alignment that we're going to talk about today. And I should have honestly thought about one more, so it would be a nice 10, but you know what? It just isn't. So that's okay. So the first one is really knowing who you are and knowing your story. And I talked about this in episode 39. In the Purpose series number 3, My Story, Your Story. And so I shared some of my story and why it's important to know what your story is when you're thinking about not only your purpose, but really just alignment and feeling, again, like you are in agreement with everything and all the things that you're working towards, who you are, where you're going, what you're doing now. When all of that aligns, magic can happen. But knowing who you are and what your story is really key in that first step. The second one is values. And so we talked about this in Purpose series number 5 in episode 41, knowing and living your values. And for me, my values are leaving a legacy, making a difference, having an impact. Those are all kind of the same thing, but really are important to me. Financial abundance, relationships, and being in community with others and really inspiring others to see the possibility for themselves. So those are really important for me. So those are values. The next aspect of alignment is beliefs and mindset. And in this aspect, this is really when we're thinking about, for me, the beliefs and mindset that I need personally is the mindset of abundance, positivity, possibility, even for myself. Even though I inspire possibility in other people, I also need that in my own life. For mindset, it's, again, thinking that I can do this. It's my belief in humanity and I don't know, this is a total side note, but if anybody has watched Netflix, it's like the kindness guy. He's on Instagram. He's amazing. And just like really what he's doing. I don't even think it's about him. It's about what he's doing and highlighting in our world and just the humanity and how he's able to give back. It's just been like really just heartwarming. I love hearing those stories and there's just so much there. So for me, I just believe that humans should always be first in any decision that we're making, whether it be politically, socially, financially. We need to really put humans first. And that's just a mindset that I have, but really just having a growth mindset as well. So that's beliefs and mindset. The next one, and this is number 4, are just your actions. And so really, what do you spend time on every single day? What do you spend time on just generally? Where do you spend your energy? What actions are you actually taking to live the life that you want and to enjoy life now? So for me, this is working out. This is working one-on-one with students that I work with. This is doing the podcast. This is gratitude and really making sure that I am taking actions to really be grateful for what I do have already. Meditation, mindfulness, working on my Instagram, which is not my favorite thing, but I know it's something that I need to do action and take action towards if I want to have the impact that I want. Reading and learning, like I love that stuff and I constantly need to be doing that. I need to be spending time with my husband and my dog and my friends. So these are all actions that really align with like who I want to be as a person. And so how can you figure this out and how, not figure this out, how can you actually just do this in college and really start reflecting on what you are doing and what you are not doing and why you are choosing or why you're choosing that as well. Because we choose our actions every single day. That's the one thing that we actually do have a ton of control on. What do you take action towards? So really reflecting on that, I think is really important, especially in college. You know, are you studying? Are you writing? Are you making connections on campus? What actions are you actually taking? Also, Bill Johnson actually talked about this in the first episode of the Purpose series, and it's called Take Action Toward Finding Your Purpose with Bill Johnson. And that was episode 37. But he really talked about you have to take action. And again, you don't have to know or be super sold on that action, but just do it and then reflect. And then you do something else and then you reflect. And then maybe that thing leads to the next thing that leads to the next thing. But you can't always see those things align. And so that's where action comes in a lot of ways. So that's number four. Number five are your strengths. So what do you know about yourself that you do extremely well? There are ways to find out this in college and to really explore this. There are probably people who have told you that you're good at something. And if not, that's okay. You still have strengths. You still have something to offer this world. It's just about figuring out what those are for you. So for me, I actually took a strengths inventory, and you can totally do this too. I can actually link that book in the show notes. We actually, on our campus that I work at, we have it for free for students. And so all you have to do is go to the career services or the career center on your campus and ask them if they can help you figure out what your strengths are and how you can relate that to maybe what you want to do long term. That's a great way to, number one, just build connections on campus, but then also to be able to talk through this with somebody who can really help you figure out what your strengths are. I know for me, it was so awesome to actually talk through this with somebody. Not even just taking the test, but actually talking through it with somebody was seriously like life-giving. It was amazing. The sixth thing that I want to talk about is community. And so the community that you have around you is really important. These are people who surround you, and you want people who believe in you, who challenge you. This can be in person or online. It can be both. It can be friends, family, relationships. It can be organizations. It can be like, for me, it's personally, it's like my husband. My husband is an incredible support for me. He believes in me before I believe in myself. And it's probably one of the reasons why I was attracted to him, right? But he just is an incredible person. And even whenever I was wanting to do the podcast, I said, you know, what do you think about me investing just $100 to get this thing, this platform set up? And he was like, Alicia, if you really feel like this is something you're supposed to do, then you do it. Like, it was no question. Like, of course you should do it. And I was like, really? Like, you believe in me like that? And he was like, yeah, of course. And you need people like that on your team and around you. Other people for me, I actually just got off the phone with a dear friend that I met literally like 3 months ago. And it's Susan Lucci. She actually does a ton of purpose work, and I can link some of the stuff that she does in the show notes as well, but she is just an incredible person and has been such an inspiration in my life. She has helped me talk through strategy and helped me think through like what is my purpose in a lot of deep ways. Just really has been such a support, and I just got off the phone with her and I'm like, I can do anything. And you need people on your team and in your life, because it is life-giving. And so I just have so much energy right now because of that conversation. Another person in my life is definitely Bill Johnson. Again, he was on that first episode of the Purpose series. He just invested in me and challenged me. And I think I told this on the podcast before, but the first time I actually sat down with him one-on-one, he was like, I told him that I wanted to write a book. And he said, Alicia, why aren't you doing that already then? And I was like, oh yeah, really? But he totally challenged the crap out of me. And most people don't do that. So it just was, again, a ton of really positive energy around what I really care about and what I want to do. And again, these people, they challenge me and they support me. I also have a group of women that I connect with on a regular basis, typically like at least once a month. And we talk about our goals, we talk about our dreams, we talk about how we can support each other. These dreams are all over the place. Some of them are financial, some of them are health, some of them are, you know, writing something, creating something, or just figuring out again, like what they want to do next in their life. And that group of women has been really helpful for me personally. So finding something like that on your campus could be a club or an organization. It could be that you go to a club or organization and connect with one person deeply. Again, it doesn't have to look like what it looks like for me, but you have to kind of find that community. So even though my community is really awesome, what I'm also looking for are a group of people who are wanting to have a bigger impact and don't know how, or they do know how and they can help me figure out how I can have a bigger impact. So I think I'm having a bigger impact with this podcast, but I want the podcast to grow and I don't necessarily know how to do that besides asking you to share. So please definitely share this with students and friends that you know and talk about what you hear in this in these episodes. But I got to figure out how to get this message out there that I have so deeply that I really need to share and want to share. And so I need to be around other people who are wanting to do those same things, and especially in person. That's what I would absolutely love. If I had to do it online, I would, but that's something that I'm still missing. So even though I have all these incredible people around me and who are invested in me, I need a little bit something else different as well. But that's something that to be self-aware of. So when I'm thinking about alignment in my life, that's just like one little small thing, but it can have a huge impact. And so I'm trying to figure out how to prioritize that in my own life. So that was community. So the seventh thing is purpose. And again, why are you doing all of this? Why does it matter? Why are you in college? Why are you working towards the law degree? Why are you working towards your nursing degree? Why are you working towards your English degree? Again, figuring out that purpose. Oh, and again, Susan just actually challenged me on this earlier today. She was like, it's not about figuring it out. You're actually creating purpose. Again, it's not about finding it out or figuring it out. It's about creating it. And so when we change that mentality, even, we can think differently about purpose. It's not something you find on a Google search. It's something that you take action towards, and then you start creating that for yourself. Number eight is your mission. And this is really how to actually accomplish or work towards your purpose. These are not only actions that you do, but how you set up your life almost. So when I'm thinking about this, it's what you do on a day-to-day basis. What habits are you creating to help you take action towards what your purpose is? And whenever we're thinking about our mission, I always think about people and businesses who have a mission. What is their mission? And learning more about what other people's mission is can help you really start thinking through what yours is as well. And the last one is your job. I know that this is super important for you as a college student. You are going to college to get a job. That is important. And you need to be thinking about that. And how you make money is really important. But what I can tell you is that if you go for this job, and you literally just go to college and then you get this job, what if it doesn't align with all the things that are important to you? When you think about your values, when you think about your beliefs and your mindset, when you think about your purpose, when you think about the community that you have around you and your strengths and what actions that you're willing to take, what actions that you're currently taking and who you are, if it doesn't align, there is going to be unrest in you. Something is going to feel off. When your alignment is off in your car, it doesn't feel right. And when you keep riding on it or you keep driving, eventually that thing breaks down. I really think that this is where midlife crises come in, because people will go and go and go. And then when they actually stop and reflect, they're like, this is not the life that I want. And I want you to avoid that if possible. It doesn't mean that you're not going to change directions. It doesn't mean that you're not going to change careers, because the likelihood of that happening is going to. But you don't have to have this immediate, like, what am I doing with my life? You've already started trying to understand who you are, your beliefs, your mindsets, your actions, your strengths, figuring out who your community is that are going to help you reach your goals, your purpose, your mission, and your job. All of these things align, at least for the time being. And when something starts feeling off, then you can reevaluate and start making pivots or making changes in the life that you have. But it's really important to think through all of these things, because they all really relate to your purpose. They all really relate to how you want to live your life. And if you can start thinking about this in college, and really reflecting on, again, episode 43, which was the sixth part, what holds you back? So what holds you back from all of these things? Which aspect of these is really holding you back? Is it your community? Is it your beliefs? Is it your actions? Is it your strengths? You're not really aligning your strengths with what you actually want to do or what you think that you're supposed to do. Again, all of these really go hand in hand together. And when they all are in alignment, when these things are in alignment for you, you're going to feel like you are clear, like you have clarity towards what you're working towards. And that clarity is priceless. And college is the perfect time to really play with all of this. You probably don't have clarity in all of this. And you know what? I don't either. But I am getting clear and I am working towards this. And a lot of these aspects are very clear to me. But I had to put in the work. I had to put in reflection. I had to put in writing. I had to talk to people. I had to take action towards things. I had to get involved a lot with different people and different experiences, and then really reflect on those experiences to really figure out what is out of alignment, and then how do I make the changes that I really want. I'm feeling really aligned right now, even though a couple things are a little bit off. Like, I could have a better community and I could take different actions and I could probably work on my mindset, but I'm definitely doing all of those things. And so I feel clear and I feel in alignment. And I can tell you that it feels really freaking amazing. And I see this in the students that I work with too. Whenever they start kind of seeing some of these pieces start to align, the light bulb goes on. They're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. This totally makes sense now. And when you get that experience, you just crave more. And I have some ideas too on how you can kind of connect some of this with your college experience. So when I think about, you know, your major, think about what your major is. Does it excite you? Does it use your strengths? Are you really excited to take action towards learning in this area? Do you have a community of support around you who are helping you figure out what your goals are and how to accomplish those goals? Does it align with your values? How else could you also get involved on campus? What organizations or clubs or people and communities, either on campus or in your community, are doing things that you really are interested in? How can you learn from them? How do you put yourself into more of those circles? You need to be thinking about these things, especially when it comes to alignment in college. What habits are you creating right now? I know I work with some students who are not doing as well academically. And so you have to create those habits. You have to be aware of what's not working. And then you have to make those small changes over time to really create the habits that you want for your life. You don't want to figure out time management when you graduate. I can promise you that. You want to be good at your time management now and really tweak and make those changes now. So that way, when you do graduate, you're ready for whatever comes your way. Also, you want to be thinking about the relationships that you're building on campus. That community that you have around you. Who is in your support network? Who is in your corner? Is it somebody who works for the institution or the university or that community college that you're at? Because if you don't have that person, try to find them. It could be a faculty member. It could be your academic advisor. It could be your academic coach or your success coach. It could be somebody who is the director of an organization or a center on campus that you go to a lot. There are so many opportunities out there for you to connect with people and humans on your campus who are there to advocate for you. They want to see you grow and develop and become the person that you want to be. They want you to reach your goals, really. And so really reach out to those people. And I hope that if you haven't made those connections yet, that maybe there's one person that stands out to you right now on your campus that you're like, maybe that's it. Maybe I should connect with them more frequently. Do it. Send that email right now. Take action. Another thing is just other resources that you're using or not using. There are a lot of resources on your campus that you don't know about or that you do know about and you're not taking advantage of it. These, again, are actions that are going to challenge you, that are going to help you move forward toward your goals, towards your purpose, towards really that job that you want. All of these things, they all align. And so what I'm asking is maybe pick one of these. Maybe pick one that you know that you need to work on and then work on that. Explore that, build that, and I promise you it's going to help you get more aligned in college. So that way when you graduate, you are so much clearer on what you want to do, who you are, what your values are, and you've got the mindset to succeed. You've got the beliefs that you can succeed, and you're taking action towards those things that you know you need to do. You're using your strengths. You have the community of support around you. that you are able to accomplish whatever you want, that you also have the relationships to help you have a good life, that bring you energy, that bring you joy, and you're working towards your purpose. I'm going to go through those different aspects of alignment. And again, pick one and develop in that area one step at a time. You can do this. So the first one was knowing who you are and your story. Number two, values. Number three, beliefs and mindset. Number four, actions, taking action. Number five, strengths. Number six, community. Number seven, purpose. Number eight, mission. Number nine, job. I really appreciate every single one of you. Thank you so much for reaching out to me and telling me that this has been helpful for you and that these episodes are helpful for you. If this one was, I would love for you to actually reach out and tell me which one that you're going to work on to really start getting clear and being in alignment in college. Again, if this episode was helpful for you, don't forget to share it with a friend. That would mean the world to me. Share it with another student. And you know what? It would be even better if you share it with another student and then y'all talk about the episode and then you come on this podcast and talk about what was helpful to you and what you need and what you're struggling with. I would absolutely love to work with you on something like that. So reach out to me or just be like, hey, Alicia, this was super helpful and here's why. Again, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you have an excellent week and I will catch you in the next one.